for Payments Weekender. It was just another Tuesday in payments. Very early the morning of October the 1st, eBay halts trading after announcing that it would separate from PayPal and the two would become publicly traded companies sometime later in 2015. Naturally, the news media went crazy over the news. Why now, and now what were the questions of the day? So I had the chance to catch up with a number of people, executives in payments, who pondered those very same questions. Here's what they had to say. First, Ralph Danglemaier, who is the CEO of BlueSnap, had this to say.
What's going on right now, Karen, is getting a lot of pressure from Apple Pay, getting a lot of pressure from Alibaba. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to have to get much more creative in alternative payment types to be able to do payments a lot easier on the phone.
Yeah, but that's the case for everyone in payments today, I remarked. Was there something in particular about eBay and PayPal that he feels might have prompted the decision at this particular time?
I think also eBay was about 30% of PayPal's transactions, which are now trending down to about 15%. So obviously eBay is getting pressure to use other wallets and other payment types other than PayPal.
So then I talked to Chris Gardner, CEO of Paydiant, who had a very interesting answer to the question, so now what?
I think first impact of PayPal for sure is, I think it's a good one, right? I mean, I think they are the, they've been looking more and more like the growth engine and that kind of entity. And it's always been a little weird, right? That a big honking payments company is kind of beholden to, in essence, is a big honking retailer, right? And I think that from a payments perspective, certainly they're going to be able to really focus on that part of the business. And then from an industry perspective, I think it shows PayPal's dead serious about having a seat at the table.
But not everyone thought that the split was the best thing ever. Paul Purcell, partner Continental Advisors, believes that people are really missing the value of the two networks together and the very distinctive difference that the combination delivers to payments and commerce.
I think the strength that PayPal brings to eBay is pretty important. And I don't know why I would part with a crown jewel like this. I mean, Apple's trying to get into the payments business. Google's been trying to get into the payments business for 3 to 5 years. Alipay is part of Alibaba is a good thing. PayPal is part of eBay is a bad thing. I don't get why you would give up this leverage. And again, why you would pull this very differentiating success story away from your eBay, your core eBay commerce story, depending on what strategically occurs in both the independent companies and how fiercely independent they become, I would worry that eBay goes into sort of a, you know, Yahoo, AOL spoke lead, right? Becomes this kind of spiral of, you know, there's embedded value there, but it just kind of keeps deteriorating over time.
So there you have it, three different perspectives on what is probably the first major shift that we've seen in payments since the announcement of Apple Pay on September the 9th. For more of our coverage on the PayPal and eBay split, including my two cents, visit us at payments.com. That's payments without the vowels, PYMNTS.com. If there's something you want to talk about, send me a tweet, find me on LinkedIn, or send me an email. Until then, have a great weekend.